program. We are delighted to have you with us tonight and delighted to be joined from Southern California by Emmy Award-winning actress Mariett Hartley. Mariett has been on the program before. We certainly welcome her back tonight. Mariett, good evening and welcome to Recovery Coach.
Oh, hi, Neil. How are you, honey? It's good to talk to you again.
Well, it's good to have you back on the program. What have you been doing?
Happy anniversary, my God.
Thank you. Take us back to when you first went into recovery.
Oh, first? It was right after my dad's suicide. And that was in 1966. He passed away in 1963, July 2nd. I collapsed, literally, figuratively, and my soul exploded, and I didn't know where the heck to go, and I knew that I at least needed to get sober. I mean, there was something, I knew I had to stop drinking because it was just killing every part of my life. So I did, and then I went back out again, actually, after about 6 or 7 years with my shame and my rage intact. And nobody in those days knew about post-traumatic stress, which I certainly had struggled with because I was there when my dad took his life, and it was with a gun. And as you know, I mean, it was a mess to clean up figuratively, literally, and spiritually, psychologically in every way. So it was actually after I did Silence of the Heart when I began meeting other survivors. I had no idea that there were any other survivors in the world. I mean, my mother had sworn me to secrecy, and again, because of the shame. I mean, you know, surviving suicide is not like surviving kind of death, I don't think, because of the shame and the stigma and the sense of responsibility and the blame and, you know, the kind of consciousness that gets passed on and on about as being a sin. You know, I mean, they're just all kinds of things that survivors have. I finally got sober again in 1988. I heard somebody speak yesterday at a meeting, and it was just great because he said, "I don't believe in bottoms, you know, that way. And when you're done, you're done." And I was done, and it was in all places, Jamaica, which I don't recommend anybody getting sober in. But they have great meetings there, and I went back on track. Got back on track, and I will be celebrating my 20th on the 4th of December, which is my father's birthday.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, and now Neil, I mean, I don't know if you and I have really ever talked about it, but I'm very, very committed to 8-week groups through an organization down here called Dee Dee Hirsch. I work with survivors after someone's suicide, and it's become a very powerful and present part of my life. So, and in being in those groups, I feel myself, you know, it's just an amazing thing what happens. So the recovery has gone into many other areas, you know, which I'm very grateful for.
It sounds like a lot of growth in your life.
Oh, it's been incredible. Yeah. And then, of course, I just got married, you know. I'm an old fart newlywed, and which is the most ridiculous thing in the world at this age. You say, huh? It's been wonderful, and totally unexpected. As my mother used to say, honey, it's going to happen when you least expect it. And so I would go on location when I was a young person, and I would say, okay, Lord, I least expect it. And, of course, it never happened.
How did you meet Jerry?
Well, we met at a SAG meeting, at a board meeting, actually, and I had kind of visualized him in my life. I wrote down sense of humor, I had no dream of ever getting married again. I was married to Patrick. I had both the children. I was crazy about him, and, you know, there was, you know, property and dogs and cats and adopted kids, and, I mean, you know, so who... And then when it all came crashing down, I was okay, to a degree anyway, living alone. And so I wrote down, if I was going to get into a relationship, that obviously the first thing on my list would be sense of humor, because I could not be in any relationship without a sense of humor, just as long as you don't point and laugh, you know what I'm saying?
Of course, you are also the who had two navels in one role that you played, too.
Yes, and I was going with somebody that turned on by that, so, you know, I had to slap those two navels up. Anyway, and then, and I wanted, you know, passion and capable of giving and receiving love, blah, 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 self-supporting through his own contributions, which I had never had, but I forgot height, totally forgot height. And Jerry is 5'4", and I'm almost 6 feet. So we are one of the funniest couples, and people just love to see us together because it's nutty. But it's a great relationship.
What is recovery like for you today, Mariette, almost 20 years later?
It's wonderful. I was thinking about it today because I'm speaking tonight, and the journey gets so much, I always get surprised because the journey gets so much deeper and so much richer, and so I guess the word would be spiritual. My life today is basically extremely peaceful. It's happy, joyous, and free, as Chuck Chamberlain would say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very eclectic. I mean, I have lives everywhere. Do you know what I'm saying? I have my fingers in many pies, and I always have the time to do it. It's a wonderful life.
We had a number of people who have emailed us over the last couple of months saying, if you're going to have Mariette on again, ask her about her role as Candy Lightner in the Mothers Against Drunk Driving movie.
Because I was drinking at the time, not really badly, but I was. I mean, I had gone back, I was no longer in the program. And Candy was a very odd woman. I think she drank also. So she was a tough broad. And I don't even know that she wanted me to do it because she thought I looked too old. You know, I stayed in her house because I do a great deal of research when I work. Followed her around. Very difficult to know her. She was a tough woman to know. But I liked her other daughter. But it was a powerful experience for me to also see the women and men who had lost their children and loved ones to drunk drivers, because I got very involved in the movement for a while. And it was extraordinarily moving. So it had a huge impact on me. And I think, because it was one of the first week that was a kind of, really care, kind of conscience-driven, it had an impact on people in the world, too. I noticed at schools.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very proud of it, and I was very proud of the work.
Mariette Hartley joining us tonight on Recovery Coast to Coast, our 700th show tonight. Mariette, talk about people who are unable to achieve long-term sobriety, who struggle. They call our show all the time. What advice do you have someone who is out there that is still struggling?
Well, I have very specific feelings about this. My hunch is that, because I certainly found it out in my life, Bill Wilson always used to say it, that alcoholic drinking is basically but a symptom of a deeper problem. And in many of our cases, the problem is biochemical. And I believe, I'm sure there are other people who disagree with this, but I really don't care because I disagree with taking any kind of medication at all. I believe that many people are kind of ripped out of the program by mental illness. And the either an inability to have medication work for them, or the feeling of shame that they should not be taking it, and what's passed on from sponsor to sponsee often is you're not sober if you're on any kind of medication. I mean, they even have it in meetings. If you're on any kind of mind-altering drug, you can't. Mind-altering drug, and I have to say it, if I weren't on hormones, you could not live with me. So what is this? I mean, how dare we call ourselves doctors? We're not doctors, unless we're doctors and we're sober. And then we can do an incredible for people who I think need to surrender to the other part of this disorder, which is biochemical illness.
Absolutely.
I mean, I found out that I was bipolar and attention deficit the same day we found out that my daughter was. So she has my brain. And the minute we got on the right medication, and it just changed, it totally changed my life. Mm. Totally and completely changed my life. Now, I don't like having to, quote unquote, take this stuff, but I'm telling you, the consequences of not are just for me. And I urge people to go to doctors. I urge them to seek help. If they can't stay sober, generally it is a symptom of something else. And if it's, listen, I deal with people all the time who have lost loved ones to suicide. And a lot of times they find out after the fact that there was molestation that went on, that there was, you know, mental disorder that went on, that there was some kind of shame that went on, that they, that these people couldn't stop, and the only way that they could stop it was to take their own lives. The only way that they could stop the pain was to do it that way. So let's, you know, let's ask each other what is really going on. I urge from the podium, and I know it's not a popular stance, if you're in trouble, get help. And sometimes you can't always get all of it through the 12 steps. Sometimes people can't get up out of bed to do the fourth and fifth steps. So let's be gentle and kind and patient and loving and take them in our arms and say, how can we help you in another way? How can we lead you, you know? Because this addiction can, well, it's life question. So anyway, that's my humble opinion.
I salute you for that, and I commend you for your work. Mariette, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, sweetheart.